Oh, hello.
Yes, welcome. Dearest friends of this world and that, you have returned.
You are in the right place at the right time, for we are about to magically resume our dream in Season 1, Episode 2 of Poetry Nap, The Curious Nature of Love.
How delightful.
How spontaneous.
Speaking of spontaneity.
Yes.
I am Lady Dosis.
Yes, you are. And speaking of juicy pears, I'm Lord Dosis.
Very juicy.
Thank you.
We are time voyagers of the dream realm and your captains for this journey.
With open, pillowy arms, we welcome you back to our extraordinary world, and your treasured nap will begin shortly. As you relax into wherever you are, please fully recline your backs,
heads,
necks,
legs,
arms,
paws,
fins,
wings,
and tails. Unbuckle your belts and loosen your buttocks completely. Ah, that's better.
Now that you are comfortable, like a baby cheetah in plush green moss, please allow your eyes to close and take a few deep, slow breaths.
Gently feel your mind let go of today.
As you may remember, in our last episode, we embarked on a voyage on the Dandy Duchess, our gigantic hot air balloon bed, and landed on an enchanted island where we encountered a curious cottage and mystical lands and an ancient woman.
As we relax even deeper, we begin to hear a familiar song trickle into our minds. And as we take in a deep breath, we smell a familiar and comforting botanical scent on the wind. Yes, we must be back on the Enchanted Island.
And it is indeed the ancient magical woman singing a song to her bountiful garden and to the plants, insects, and animals of the land.
We notice she's standing in a bed of perfect, puffy white dandelions.
With a gush of salty wind from the ocean, the dandelion seeds swirl and twirl around this exquisite and wise woman. It's like they're kissing her. And they serenade her with an ode to a woman gardening. Yes.
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 Yes. We knew your hands were the bright dianthus.
The silvery lily.
Knew that you were kindred with the soil.
With the flowering of the earth.
We knew, our sweet farmer, that not only your hands, but your heart were of the earth.
That there you were, working your wonders, caressing moist openings where seeds come and go. Your face stained with an earthy kiss, you went back and forth. Blossoming. And from your hand, the stem of the amaryllis raised its solitary elegance.
The jasmine adorned the mist of your brow with stars of aroma and dew.
Everything grew from you.
Yes, everything grew from you. Penetrating the earth, immediately becoming green light, foliage and strength. You communicated your seeds to the earth. Our beloved, white-haired gardener.
Your hands spoke lovingly with the earth, and brilliant blossoms grew spontaneously. You touch us while we sleep, and trees sprout from our dreams.
We open our eyes, and you have planted in us astonished stars that soar with our song. It is true, gardener. Our love is earthly.
Your mouth is the plant of light, and our hearts mingle among the roots.
With a full mother-of-pearl glistening smile and big eyes of utmost welcome, the old woman gestures for us all to come closer.
Okay.
To come into her bountiful, delicious garden.
Oh, and she offers us fruits and vegetables and berries from her garden. We begin to nibble on our favorite edibles.
Some of you are picking pears off the tree.
I'm going to go straight for the mangoes myself.
Oh, be careful with those blackberries.
Yes, not the blackberries themselves, but the little...
No, the fine, you know.
Yes, the thorns. Careful. I mean, the blackberries are fine.
Go eat them. Just being careful.
Careful of all the juice. That blackberry juice.
Yes. Don't be careful.
Don't be careful with the juice, with the blackberry juice.
Let it roll, drip. Throw it at your friend if you want.
Yes, and have a banana.
Have two.
Yes. And the ancient woman says,
I am Lahinoria Eudaimonia, and the secret to utmost pleasure on this island is to be naked like all
the animals, naked like the mountains, naked like the forest and all plants. They don't put on clothes, and no one else on this island does either.
Well, we casually and gleefully remove our clothing. Well, this solves any sort of worry about the blackberry juice on your clothing. Well, yeah, well, I guess it might have gone on your clothing already. So
yeah, but we're tossing it.
We're tossing it away.
Let it go. Marie Kondo, that outfit.
Marie Kondo it.
We look around, and everyone is beautiful.
Indeed.
Just stunning.
La Honoria Eudaimonia raises her arms above her head, her hands full of ripe figs and bountiful bananas, they're squishing through her fingers, and she offers us these words of wisdom.
Listen, wild creatures. A forest of horses is where I am in your eyes. And you have handed me your love with your smiles and tears. And my heart and my mouth knows we are still babes and innocents, dancing on the edge of impermanence. As it moves rapidly and torturously, but we will always survive, just like this. In this moment, the look on all of your faces assures me.
La Honoria Eudaimonia guides us to continue east on our journey. She says that we will find a river. And as we begin walking east, we hear her say,
"There is magic in the river." All right.
Wonderful.
That's very
exciting. That makes me look forward to it, yes. That's well, I like
exciting.
Rivers as they are, but magical river.
Yeah, I mean, so much could happen. Well, I'm excited. And as we set out through the blossoming forest, we're surrounded by the beautiful big trees, and the birds and the bees zip and zing around us as they hum this ditty to us on our walk to the river.
Hey, this is the birds and the bees. Sweet spring is your time, is my time, is our time, for springtime is love time, and viva sweet love. All the merry little birds are flying in, the floating in, the very spirits singing in are winging in the blossoming. Lovers go and lovers come, a wandering, but in it two are perfectly alone. There's nobody else alive. Such a sky and such a sun I never knew, and neither did you. And everybody never breathed quite so many kinds of yes.
Not a tree can count his leaves, each herself by opening, but by shining who by thousands mean only one amazing thing. Secretly adoring, shyly, tiny, winging, darting, floating, merry in the blossoming, always joyful selves are singing. Sweet spring is your time, is my time, is our time, for springtime is love time, and viva, viva sweet love.
Well, that was a fun walk through the woods. It's funny how the birds and the bees sound like that, and then they also sound like this.
Such a range.
And we continue to walk through the forest, and we arrive at the banks of the serene, clear, magical river.
There's willow, birch, and other trees canopying the riverbank.
And there's tall grasses waving in the glorious breeze.
It is a glorious breeze.
It is. I really like it. It's my kind of breeze.
It's a sensual, glorious breeze.
Mm.
And in the warm, winding river, beautiful, naked people and magical creatures bathe, splash, and giggle together. We see unicorns
and fairies.
There's Pierce Brosnan, bearded.
And there's geoponies.
You mean G-ponies?
Yes, G-ponies. It sounds like you know what they are.
I don't, but that's how you pronounce them.
Well, since you don't know what they are...
Yes?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
They are cute little beings
mm-hmm.
that are half Gina Davis and half Icelandic pony.
Which half is half?
Gina's the bottom.
Sometimes. I see her on top as well.
Nope.
No, really. There's a Gina.
Oh, you're right. I see the red
that
curly
G-pony?
Hair.
There's that mm. one. And but that one has...
Her bottom.
Yes. And there are many other enchanted beings. You lock eyes with one of them in this delicious scene. Whether it's the river, a tree, a magical creature, or a person... And you realize this is to be your lover. And your lover says these words to you.
How badly we need love. To invent it. We pretend to be billowing clouds of flesh, giving morning kisses on the backs of our necks. We are floating, suspended in honey like Cupids in amber. Listen, the whales are singing very clearly in our hearts. And there is a blade. A blade of violet light on the river's edge. Thank you.
And so we begin sinking in with our lovers, holding hands or fins or hooves or branches or whatever there is to hold.
G-pony hooves.
For example. And we're giving another... Well, we're not giving another, but we're giving one another soft winks.
And taking in each other's exquisite nakedness. Ah, yes. The sheer effervescence of untamed love, sitting seductively in the palm of our hands. But, like all things earthly and dear, patience will indeed have to play its part. And with a soft kiss on our nose, our eyes begin to flutter.
Ah, yes. It is time to gently wake up. For your safety and comfort, please begin stretching your body ever so slowly.
Wiggle your toes and fingers. Lovingly move your neck from side to side.
Softly open your eyes. Notice the first person, plant, or magical creature you see, and send them a wink.
Luxuriously give yourself a warm embrace. Yes, you deserve it.
Indeed. Welcome back to where we began. Local time is here and now, and the temperature is perfect.
Oh my, but what is about to happen with my lover creature? And what other adventures lie ahead on the Enchanted Island and on the Dandy Duchess?
To find out what magic unfolds, subscribe to our Poetry Nap podcast.
Yes, indeed. And also at poetrynap.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter, find out about our live shows, and learn more about the poets and musicians from each episode.
A heartfelt thank you to the sweet poets, composers, and musicians featured in this episode of The Curious Nature of Love.
And thank you, Lord Dosis.
Oh, thank you, Lady Dosis.
You're welcome.
And thank you, our dear Dandy Duchess passengers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
We look forward to sleeping with you again in the very near future.
Sweet dreams!